This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. There they stock the unstockable. In what would have to be considered the most outrageous lawsuit ever seen, or if we really want to go out on a limb, it could be considered a gambit by an accused murderer to set up an insanity defense. James Dalton, the 45-year-old Uber driver, who was accused of murdering six people in Kalamazoo, filed a two-page handwritten suit in U.S. District Court that blames a taxi company for being in jail. I don't even know where a U.S. District Court is. And he's filing a handwritten suit. His suit reads, Uber doesn't care about its drivers. We are peasants and pawn pieces to Uber's bottom line. He also added that the company discriminates against him because of his mental health. I'm currently in prison because of Uber. He wrote that he is seeking a jury trial and would represent himself in court. He's charged with shooting eight people, killing six of them over a five-hour period on February 20th, in between driving customers for the Uber car service in Kalamazoo, which is about 150 miles west of Detroit. Police said last month that Dalton admitted to the shootings. Uber said in a statement, it's hard to know how to respond to someone who refuses to take responsibility for his own actions. Our hearts go out to the victims' families who have to live with the consequences of his terrible crimes. Dalton told investigators that the Uber ride-sharing app had the ability to take over his body. He told police that he would press a button on his phone screen, the horned cow head of a devil would appear and give him an assignment that he would literally take over, and he said it would literally take over his body, according to local television station WZZM. Faces 16 charges, including six of murder that can bring life in prison. This mental illness that he sounds like he has does not mean he is incompetent to stand trial. It sort of looks like he's building a case to show that he's so severely handicapped by this illness that he can't assist in his own defense. That would mean being sentenced to a life term in a mental health facility run by the Michigan Corrections Department. Probably not a picnic, but probably a lot better than prison. Press the button on the his iPhone, and the horned cow's head devil showed up to take over his life. Some of these people think these apps really have a whole lot of power, don't they? If he really believes this. I'm a military veteran. I don't declare that because I'm trying to impress you. I declare that because I'm about to be outraged, and I want you to understand why. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who's accused of desertion, told an officer interrogating him after he returned from captivity his reasons for leaving his post. And if this is the best he can do, he should start contemplating a very nice long incarceration at Leavenworth. According to the Associated Press, he told a general who investigated the case that he hoped to cause an alarm by leaving his post, then walk to a larger base in Afghanistan so he could have an audience with the top commander. So the idea was, now this is his words, okay? So the idea was, it was literally, it was sacrificial. It was a sacrificial, it was a self-sacrifice thing, Bergdahl said, according to the transcript of a 2014 interview with Major General Kenneth Dahl. Another newly released document from July 2015 shows that an Army Sanity Board evaluation concluded that Bergdahl suffered from schizotypal personality disorder, and I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right when he left the post. A Mayo Clinic website says people with this disorder have trouble interpreting social cues and can develop significant distrust of each other, or others, excuse me. He faces charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, the latter of which carries up to a life sentence. He was held for 5 years by the Taliban and its allies before a swap involving five Guantanamo Bay detainees, combatants, part of the chain of command for these jihadists. They were cut free in exchange for Bo Bergdahl. His military trial has been tentatively scheduled to begin over the summer, and it has been delayed by disagreements over access to classified materials. The idea that we traded anybody for a deserter, with all of the good people that we have lost over there, with all of the good people that are over here trying to sort things back out, the idea that we went after this Yahoo, who, quite frankly, I'm surprised he's still alive. I don't believe for 1 minute the Taliban held him. I believe he collaborated with the Taliban. Why wouldn't they saw his head off? Why didn't we see a video with them bowling with Bo Bergdahl's head? Because he was providing. And he does have, you know, we saw his dad. We saw Papa Bergdahl sitting there with Barack Obama giving out that Islamic prayer. Yeah. Yeah. So Bergdahl's attorney, Eugene Fidel, said the decision to release the documents that they are releasing has been made to fight negative publicity and because prosecutors have already entered part of the interview into the court record. Fidel said in an email, the more Americans know about this case, the better. No, 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 that has nothing. America has nothing to do with this. This is a military matter. It's not a democracy in the military. This boy's he's at the mercy of the UCMJ, and I hope they throw that at him. Prisoners in the military, that's not a walk in the park, being a prisoner in the military, being a prisoner in Leavenworth. Bergdahl went out there, and a lot of people went out there looking for him, and some of those guys got killed looking for him, and we've put five violent terrorists back out there on the street. At least three of them have tried to rejoin the fight. This makes this prisoner deal one of the most lopsidedly bad deals in American military history. And the attorney wants the American people to know about what's going on. I know what's going on. Bergdahl needs to go away. At the very least. Paulie, do they still have hanging in the military for desertion? He needs whatever the top punishment doled out over this should be. Whatever that can be, whatever it is, he needs that. And, you know, I was in the military for a long time. Well, not a long time. I was in the military for 7 years. Never deserted my post once. Not ever. Not ever. And I did a lot of posts the same as this one that he walked off of. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We're going to talk a little bit about Kabuki Theater while we can. But in any event, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com, where the unstoppable is in stock. We lost six good people, six confirmed, looking for Bo Bergdahl. And maybe 14 may end up being contributed to him indirectly. Not, let's just throw the book at this punk and put him where he needs and get him out of the way. Let's put everybody involved in this little mystery should be in jail forever. And we traded five away for this waste of space, I swear to God. Anyway, moving on. In January, Eswin Mejia, reported to be an illegal immigrant, went street racing in Omaha, Nebraska, and caused a fatal car crash, killing 21-year-old Sarah Root. The Omaha police alerted Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorities, and they took Mejia into custody. He was released on $5,000 bail and has not been seen since. Why did he get released at all? Why, where was ICE on this? Well, they had a hearing about this. And amnesty proponent Ben Sasse, senator from Republican Nebraska, demanded of ICE Director Sarah Saldana when she testified before the Senate Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday. How could this happen? This was her explanation. Let's use all the consonants. We acted. We tried to act, sir, but I believe there was a matter of hours between this time that we were contacted and the actual release. It is very hard for us to get to every inquiry that is made by law enforcement, and unfortunately, it had a horrible consequence here. But we try very hard to respond as quickly as possible. We just can't get to every site within a matter of hours. Now, unbelievably, during another exchange, Saldana appeared to dismiss the tragedy as being after the fact. Sasse asked, so what if someone kills a U.S. citizen? That doesn't meet the threshold? Saldana responded, that was after the fact, sir. I understand that the person was injured and had not within the 4-hour period of time seriously injured, but had not passed away until later. What if it was your daughter, Saldana? How would you feel? Would that meet the threshold? How's that for compassion? Sasse, of course, was justifiably disheartened by the hearing. Of course, he is an amnesty sort of guy. And, you know, what I don't understand him being that way, with the lax enforcement of the law that we have today on immigration, what does he expect? Or what did he expect to happen? I don't know. Now, this isn't the first time that our relaxed immigration laws have resulted in tragedy. Last summer, an illegal immigrant shot and killed Kate Steinle in the sanctuary city of San Francisco. Her death prompted lawmakers to introduce Kate's Law, which places a minimum 5-year sentence on any returning illegal immigrant with a criminal background. I've got to ask this question. I've had firsthand experience with this. I was leaving work one day, and some little girl, some little Hispanic illegal immigrant, broadsided an SUV, knocked it, and somehow or other it rolled down the hill without rolling. It slid down the hill. A mother and two children. She didn't have insurance, and she disappeared. Yes, Raven, blow the group's mind. And we see this all the time. And the only reason I had to go down into a depression, I had to climb. I hadn't had to climb like that in years. And I had to climb down in there. It was like when I used to break trail when I was in the military. It took me back, I'm telling you. Go down there and help that lady with her kids get out of there. And I did, and we did. And that little girl was a little I don't know what her nationality was. She was Hispanic, but she was illegal, and she didn't have a driver's license. She didn't have car insurance. Where are, you know, why do we have to have a law for an illegal immigrant to where they get in trouble for being here as an illegal immigrant? How can they have one classification and then we have to have another way to adjudicate them as having broken a law? I realize I may be oversimplifying things. Forgive me. I just don't understand what is going on here. I don't understand why I'm saying that there's another law being there's a, Kate Steinle, Kate's law. Isn't it already illegal to shoot somebody in the back? Do we need the, isn't it already, well, no, but you're in Sanctuary City, yeah, Sanctuary City. You want to stop this. If you want to stop this, this is how you stop this. First of all, you've got to take away the desire to have a sanctuary city. Now, the way you would do that would be to take the mayors and the city councils of these cities who believe they are above the law and put some handcuffs around their wrist, behind their back, stick them in the back of a patrol car, take them downtown, and stick them in a lockup. Yeah, for breaking the law. Yeah. Let them arrange for bail, let them get out and everything else. Every time we roll back into the sanctuary city, if it's still a sanctuary city, same thing. Same thing. I don't care how many times you get locked up. If you want to change that, if you want to change that, yeah. I don't know how many sanctuary cities we have in the United States. Kate's law, I'm not going to be at a loss for words here, but I mean, It just defies. I live in this logical world, and where we have to have a world where we make it illegal to shoot somebody, when it should already be illegal to shoot somebody as an illegal alien with, what is it, he's been deported 5 times, 7-time felon, or vice versa. Who knows? I don't know. Shouldn't have happened, because that guy shouldn't have been here. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now you know how I always talk about how they'll use anything against you in court. Perfect illustration coming up. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, Reactive Gunworks, where the unstockable is in stock. In Mesa, Arizona, a police officer has been charged with second-degree murder for an on-duty shooting in January. He pled not guilty during his first court appearance on Tuesday, according to TucsonNewsNow.com. Officer Philip Brailsford was released without bond. Craig Mayrins, his attorney, said he is not a danger to the community. He has honorably served the community as a Mesa police officer, and he was honorably serving the day he received the call to the shooting scene. Well, attorneys for the victim, Daniel Shaver, argued Brailsford was malicious during the shooting and raised questions about the gun used. Does it matter? Okay, now we're going to question the cops for the weapons they're using during their okay. Anyway, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office said Shaver was on his hands and knees when Brailsford shot him five times inside a Mesa hotel. The gun used was a personal AR-15 assault weapon, their wording, not mine, that had been approved for service use by the Mesa Police Department. Remember this, if it's an AR-15, it's not an assault weapon. Very simple. If it's an M4, assault rifle. If it is an AR-15, civilian variant. Nothing special. Got the look. Not an assault weapon. But it had been approved for service or for service use by the Mesa Police Department. Mesa Police noted that their investigation of the shooting and this is important, turned up a vulgar inscription on the rifle that doesn't meet department policy. Inscripted on the officer's gun on the inside of the dust cover, which is the little panel that pops down when you start firing the weapon, is a is the inscription "Your," and it is the F word. Yeah, I guess in past tense with ED, according to Lainey Sweet, Daniel Shaver's wife. According to several sources, the rifle's vulgar inscription is on the inside of the rifle's dust cover. The inscription is only visible if the dust cover is open, which happens automatically in order to eject spent rounds when the weapon is fired. Mark Victor, lawyer for Sweet and her late husband, argued, "That statement tells me this is a person who's enthusiastic about killing people. That's what that inscription means." So it would seem that these aggressive gun inscriptions can and will be used against you in a court of law, as some have warned. If you're involved in one of these cases, and you're tatted up like some of you are, roll your sleeves down. Because you'll be classified as a mad dog. What does a dust cover inscription have to do with motive? In order for something to be murder, you have to have intent. When you're sending a police officer to a call about a shooting, his job is to get there and to stop the shooting. And he has a wide array of latitude to try to carry that out. However, we don't know anything about how young Mr. what is this kid's name? Daniel Shaver, on his hands and knees. Still, you know, okay. That doesn't mean that he was helpless. Being disarmed, having no weapons in your hands doesn't mean you are helpless or harmless. What's grabbing everybody here is an inscription on a dust cover. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let me segue before my brain implodes. Let me ask you a question. If you're carrying a weapon into your house, can you carry that same weapon into someone else's house? When you're in your home, you're the master of that domain. And as long as you pay taxes and follow the law, you know, the government pretty much will leave your home alone, sort of. Put yourself in those shoes for a second and now think about when you invite folks over, whether you're having a backyard barbecue or your wife's in-laws. You probably would want to know who's armed. If that's, it's not that you don't trust them or you don't like them. It's just a little situational awareness for you. You could do like I do, which I just presume everybody is armed. Yeah. That's why I say sir and ma'am. Yeah. Because I presume and treat everybody as if they are armed. That's a high degree of respect. Very polite person I am. Is there etiquette about when you carry a gun into somebody else's house? This is a big question for me because on the one hand, well, that's very nice of you. On the one hand, if I'm concealed carrying, leaving my gun in the car means that if somebody breaks into the car while I'm visiting somebody, that weapon of mine has been taken by somebody who's probably going to use it for something I did not intend it to do. So if I carry a gun and I'm out and about, then it's probably going to stay on me. Whole time. It's probably going to stay on me. Yes, on me. And, you know, I might have a little extra ammo in case they've got a backyard range or something. I don't know. Should you tell them? some of the people I know expect me to have a gun. And you know, they're not so much, it's not so much that I have to tell them. In some cases, they might let me know what you're carrying. Just out of a genuine interest about what I'm carrying. Not because I carry great guns or anything, but because they, you know, just, you know, carrying a gun. And everybody's like, well, you carry that one. How does that work out? How is it easy to conceal, that kind of thing? Or if you're going somewhere where there's kids. All of these things, this is all really, there's no way for me to give you the right or wrong answer to this stuff. If you're carrying concealed, keep it concealed. You don't have to pull it out. You don't have to check it. Don't do a press check on it. Don't do any of that cool stuff. Leave it where it's at while you're there visiting. Have that cup of coffee, sit around, grill, whatever you're going to do. And, you know, keep your weapon on you where it is the most secure it's going to be. It's more secure on you than it is in your car. It's more secure on you than it is in off-body carry because you'll lay that down. Keep it on you. If you're wearing a weapon that is heavy, which some people, that is a concern, get a weapon that is less heavy for those occasions when you're going somewhere where you're definitely going to have to keep it concealed. That's the only thing you can do. Now, with some of my chat room people, when they get together, they're just passing the pistols around. That's just the way it works. Gun people, we'll be right back.
What's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Gun when you're at work? How? Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com, where the not normally in stock is in stock. If you carry at work, how do you have to dress? You know, a lot of people, I was in the car business, and when I was in the car business, it was a suit and tie kind of thing. Of course, back then, we didn't even have concealed carry permits, and I was too young to have one. But for those who can carry in your place of work, you're probably used to something, I think they call it business casual or professional attire. Indoor work environments are usually going to be air-conditioned and kept at temperatures that make wearing multiple layers slightly uncomfortable. So what's the best way to carry a concealed weapon in the workplace? As a rule of thumb, make sure your employer is okay with concealed carry. If you own your own business, of course, okay, fine. Carry. It's your business. Do it. If you work closely with your boss, who also carries concealed, that's probably not going to be a big issue either. But for those working in bigger corporate chains or office buildings that have strict conditions to the lease, it's always best to check with human resources or your boss to ensure that carrying concealed is something allowed in the workplace. Here are five questions to ask yourself before bringing your gun to work. First, you should dress for success. Carrying, for men, the standard business attire usually consists of an iron button-down shirt with a blazer and slacks. While formal business attire may be more complex or much more simplified, going off this basis can make it easy to discuss ways to carry a concealed firearm. Fantastic thing about blazers is they act as a disguising layer for any of the printing or showing which may occur. If you just had your inside the waistband concealed carry holster sitting above your dress shirt and below the trousers. A recommended carry style is at 3 o'clock because it allows the blazer to more fully conceal the firearm. Also, it's easier, I think, to draw from 3 o'clock with a blazer on. If you can, keep the blazer buttoned but not too tightly as it may press up against or print against the firearm. Or better yet, just go watch Miami Vice and watch the way Sonny Crockett ran around with his blazer not blowing in the wind. It's doable. If a blazer is out of the question and it's down to just a dress shirt, get an inside-the-waistband concealed carry holster that allows you to tuck over it with a shirt. Now, everything I'm about to tell you is all based upon what people tell me you can do. I am a radio guy. I do not tuck in my shirt. I am a decent-sized radio guy. So that means I can conceal a Glock 21 under my shirt. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. For these guys that do have to tuck in their shirt, there's a, you know, there's a various holsters that do this. Crossbreed, Alien Gear, they all make these tuckable holsters. The clips allow you to tuck over the top of the firearm while still being able to tuck it in a dress shirt. It also helps if you choose a subcompact or microcompact class of semi-automatic pistols. If you're dressing this way and you're trying to conceal it, then it's probably going to have to be pretty small. Now, I have seen recently some holsters. These are the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. And supposedly only your top-tier operators need to carry these things. Your top-tier or you're certifiably insane. These were appendix carry holsters, except they were lower than appendix carry. They had a clip, and the gun actually rode below the belt, dead in front of you. And you would have to have one hand in your pocket, and you would push up against the muzzle of the gun, making it easier to grab the gun as it punched out. Now, these guys could do it quick. I'm not a top-tier operator, obviously. I am not. I'm not carrying a gun that way. That's just not happening. I don't care how good it is. So if you're going to carry it, you're going to tuck it, and you're going to cover it with a shirt, you're in now what I refer to as deep cover, although I think most of these guys refer to deep cover as where they're wearing like a groin holster, which, how do you draw that gun? Carrying a subcompact or a microcompact is still possible in a lot of different ways as long as you have a blazer or a similar attire to act as a covering layer. I would figure out a way. Now, I know that a lot of people say, no, you don't want to carry it this way because if you fall, it'll hurt you. I can carry in the small of my back. When I was growing up, nobody diagnosed scoliosis, so I have like this crazy curvature of the spine. And I can hide an AR-15 back then. In fact, that's my everyday carry. And I could carry that way. And I do carry that way sometimes. And I'm waiting on somebody to make a holster, okay, that well, it goes on your belt, all right? But at the same time, it rides high, it's in the small of your back, and it's angled, and you'd be doing this reverse grip draw on it. Now, I know people have made holsters where it's low. Why can't it be high? Most of the time when you're carrying concealed the way I carry, the problem you may have is that the bottom of the holster may poke out because I carry outside the waistband. When I'm carrying inside the waistband, I do have a very nice inside the waistband holster, which will fit all three of my Glocks in it. But if I'm carrying inside the waistband, most of the time it's going to be my M&P shield. And that's about as far as I'm going to go. That's as small as I'm going to get. But that's all beside the point. carrying with business attire is something that you have to approach strategically. You have to get permission. You have to make sure the insurance in the building wherever you're working will cover, you know, that you're not voiding their insurance. There's a lot of things, especially as an employee. Some industries like DeCorzo there. DeCorzo is he's a realtor. And as a realtor, there's actually been documented cases of realtors being attacked. So they're out there, they're out in the wild. They're out there showing houses and everything else. And there's realtors now that actually have classes that teach other realtors how to carry guns. So in that industry, I would expect, you know, when they get together, they come back to the main office, everybody's carrying a gun if it's allowed. In a building where you may be in an office climate, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how well that works out. I'm sorry, I do not. And that's too bad. It really is. But got a lot of concealed carry stuff for you in the next hour. Because I'm working towards getting my shooting mojo back, I'm now coming to a point where I have to decide, am I going to go back? I mean, normally when I'm taking a class, I'm not worried about the bullseye. I'm trying to put rounds downrange and hit a piece of steel that's the size of a torso. And the more rounds I have downrange, the more likely that if in a real gunfight, if I'm doing the same thing, that guy who might be shooting at me is going to be hunting cover because I'm sending him an awful lot of stuff his way. But I'm fast approaching the point to where I may have to do a little more bullseye shooting. I may have to work a little bit more on longer range shooting. But that's all coming up. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some more concealed carry and everything else about drawing and everything else in the next hour. Just because we all carry guns and we should talk about it. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.